All right, today I'm going to tell a little story about life out here on the Llano in central New Mexico. It's a la Paul used to say, New Mexico is it's the Wild West with cell phones. And it does seem like in a lot of ways, a lot of this lifestyle out here is stuck in a different time zone. So out here on the Llano, there's and this has been going on for 200 years. There's kind of a conflict between homesteaders and ranchers. This is a fence out state, which people like me from the east really have a hard time understanding this because property rights are so essential. But here in New Mexico, and to me, this is part of the old Santa Fe ring. People's cattle can trespass onto your property, step all over your solar panels, do all kinds of damage, and the ranchers are not held liable. It's up to you to fence the cattle out. I don't think this law has been challenged in a long time. It seems rather wild. If somebody's dog comes onto your property and kills your chickens, it's okay to shoot the dog. So they have a special law for one animal, which is allowed to trespass. So this causes a lot of conflicts between people who are homesteading out here, and then on the other end, there's a lot of people that let their dogs run, and the dogs will oftentimes harass the cows, and then the ranchers shoot the dogs. So this one guy that I know, Tim, out here, his dog or dogs had gotten out from his property and were harassing, or we don't know for sure. Oh, supposedly the dogs had killed a calf, and the rancher had photographs of Tim's dog next to a dead calf. Now, we don't know if that dog, it could have just been walking by. Coyotes could have killed it, some other dogs could have killed it, the mother could have abandoned it. We don't. This isn't evidence of anything. But anyway, the rancher shoots one of Tim's dogs. And this is pretty wild how this stuff happens here. So the next day, 24 hours later, and the sheriff, Jonathan Baca, comes by Tim's house, and Tim has a fence all the way around his property. And one of his dogs, not a dog that had been out and was in this incident the day before, was underneath his little camper trailer. So the sheriff shoots Tim's dog, comes out and just caps the dog underneath Tim's trailer. Tim tries to explain to the sheriff in the text message that, hey man, you shot the wrong dog. And the sheriff insists it's the same dog and instructs Tim that he needs to put down the rest of his dogs, that Tim himself needs to kill his own dogs, and that Tim needs to write a check for $500 and give it to the rancher for the loss of the calf. There's no judge order here, there's nothing. I mean, this is totally illegal. To imagine the sheriff feeling bold enough to just drive up to somebody's house, shoot a firearm into their property. I mean, there could have been kids around. The bullet could have ricocheted, went into the trailer. So, Tim actually has some mental issues and was actually going to write the check. He had called me, and I was like, oh, stop. Long story short, I was able to find Tim an attorney who actually has taken his case for free, and there's a lawsuit going on because you can't do that. You can't. But this is how Wild West it is out here, and the cops are just as criminal as any meth head. Very, very corrupt state. This is definitely the Wild West, especially if you get out into rural kind of low population areas like we are in. The good old boy network is very, very strong. And now on the other side of this, It's really kind of sad. Me and my wife actually spend quite a bit of time taking care of dogs, and so people don't chain or fence their dogs up here, and they're left to run loose. There was a mobile home that burned down here in this area, and for months these dogs were just there was about a dozen of them were just left. And there was a mother dog that had pups, and so we spent quite a bit of time feeding and taking care of the dogs. And then we found out someone had a GoFundMe page that had raised like $1,200, and of course none of the money went for the dogs. It was kind of a scam, not that we could tell. I mean, we were the only people that were putting food out. Somebody else was stopping to give water. So there was this conflict between the ranchers and a lot of the people that live here, and the dogs run around all over the place. A lot of times there'll be packs of dogs. It can be dangerous when they start getting together. And so it's kind of the Wild West out here. You know, if you can imagine a sheriff feeling bold enough to just cap somebody's dog. So the way the law is, of course, more than likely, I wouldn't be surprised if Jonathan Baca, the sheriff, was actually getting a cut of the money, because the sheriff just can't tell you to write a check to the rancher, and definitely can't come 24 hours after an incident and just cap one of your dogs in your yard. That's not how things go. And I think the reason the attorney took it's such an open and shut case. The sheriff maybe isn't the best and the brightest in the world. He actually, in the text messages, admitted to shooting the dog in Tim's yard. Not exactly real bright, but that's the kind of stuff that goes out here. That's kind of the price of freedom. You know, if you're looking for, and there's not a lot of places in America where you can get affordable, cheap land that doesn't have a lot of building codes and law enforcement, and these are the type of things that happen in areas like that. We own some land in southeastern Colorado as well, in the St. Louis Valley there, and it's kind of the same situation out there. But again, you can get land very affordable there. Life is hard. The weather is extreme in a lot of these places. The heat this summer here has been incredible. We've had many days triple digits, 106, 1010, for days and weeks at a time. Flies can be insane. We don't have ticks, we don't have mosquitoes or anything like that, but we've got flies and we have rattlesnakes. The other thing we have here is incredible winds, especially in the spring. It's not uncommon to have days where there are 50 mile an hour sustained winds all day with gusts up to 90 miles an hour. So, as a Civil War soldier once wrote in his diary out here, everything that grows pricks and everything that breathes bites. And so it's a rough place in climate and in culture and in people out here on the Llano. And so that's what life can be like. And like I said, the sheriffs can be just as corrupt. I mean, the Bacas are a big family. The sheriff is actually related to some of the ranchers, right? So that whole good old boy network is in play there. But legally, the sheriff was absolutely wrong. He can't not, now if the dog was in the act of actually harming a cow or a calf or something like that, of course the sheriff can shoot it. But that wasn't the case here at all. This was a full day after thing. And this is why we have the laws, right? A judge should determine things, because this cop came and shot the wrong dog. This dog had nothing to do, and he didn't kill the dog. He severely injured it. I took Tim and his dog to the vet, and it was all right, but didn't even kill the dog. There's probably animal cruelty, all kinds of things here. But if you can imagine a sheriff just coming up to your house and taking it upon himself to shoot one of your animals, you're living in the Wild West in 2026. And, you know, that's that's the price of freedom. If you don't want to be told what to do, and you want to be kind of further away from the rat race and things like that, nothing's free. Everything has a price in this world. And so yeah, life on the Llano, it can be rough. And don't depend on the sheriff to come and save you. If you value this content, please share it on your social media. It's a great way to help this website with no cost to you. I don't have anything for sale anyway. I'm just sharing my life and my experience and my art with everybody. Leave a comment if you feel so inclined, and sign up for the email subscription so you're notified whenever I post new things. Life on the Llano.